Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading fluently, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or doing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color pretty much the rest of the time. Yes. All right. So we're going to be looking at some picture clues and reading some sentences and using the picture clues to read the sentences. So look at number one. You're going to see a sentence and then a picture of a blimp. It flies in the sky. Do you see that? All right. And then under each word, you're going to see circles. Well, I am going to call those circles bubbles. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Bubbles. Like when you blow gum. Bubble gum. All right. Let's look at the first sentence. Do you see that picture of the blimp? It's that kind of space rockety thing. Let's color it blue and red. So find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work for me. And a red crayon and kind of, you know, fill it out into blue and red. We're going to make it blue and red. So this is a blimp. So I'm kind of thinking if I was putting my thinking cap on, I would say the sentence next to it is about a blimp. What do you all think? Yeah, that would make sense. It's definitely not going to be about a cookie. Otherwise, hopefully there would be a picture of a cookie. Right? Okay. So we've got blimp. And we're making our blimp blue and red. I'm coloring my red part right now. I just finished my blue part. Blimp has a blend. We put the B, B, and the L, O together. And you can hear bowl. Do you hear that? Bowl, blimp. That's a blend. It's called a blend. All right. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds to color that blimp. 3, 2. One, I want you to hang on to that red crayon, and I want to see in that sentence, the words, if you can find the word blimp, blimp. We're looking for B-L, bl. Do you see it? It's the second word. Let's color that circle, that bubble, under the word blimp, red. Fill in that bubble. Fill in that circle red. And then go ahead and put your crayon down. All right. I want you to point to each bubble in that sentence while I read it to you. Now listen, we're working on our fluency. That means how we sound when we talk. We're not going to sound like we're robots. We're going to read it like we talk. So you point to the circles or the bubbles under the words, and I will too. Ready? Just listen and point. The blimp is in the sky. Did you move your finger each time? Let's do it again. Let's move our finger each time. The blimp is in the sky. Now you read it with me. Ready? The blimp is in the sky. Last time. The blimp is in the sky. Nice. All right, let's go down to number 2. Do you see a picture of the clock? Let's color the clock orange. It looks like an alarm clock. It looks like it has little timer bell things at the top. Do you see those? And it goes and wakes you up from a peaceful night's sleep. I guess sometimes in the mornings I don't really like clocks. How about you? They wake me up and I love to sleep. So clock, clock. This is going to be a picture clue. I'm pretty sure this sentence is going to be about, what do you think, puppies? No, clock, a clock. Listen to the sounds in clock. K-o-ock, k-o-ock. We have that L again. We had blimp, and now we have clock. All right, take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Hang on to your orange crayon. Let's look for the word clock in our sentence. Can you find the word clock? Clock. It has a blend with an L. Yep, it's the last word. Will you color that bubble under the last word? And then go ahead and put down your crayon. Do you see the question mark after the word clock? We're going to read this sentence with a question voice. Let's point to the circles or the bubbles under each word while we read it with a question voice. Here, I'll go first. Can you see the clock? Let's do it again. Point to the circles. Read it with me. Can you see the clock? Last time. Can you see the clock? Well, guess what? In the morning time, if I'm not wearing my glasses or my contacts, no, I cannot see the clock. Let's move on to number three. Do you see the sled? Let's color the sled brown. Find a brown crayon. I don't think I have. Yes, I do. I have a brown crayon. And let's color the sled brown. Sled. Sled. There's that L blend again. We had bowl, and then we had coal, and now we have soul. Sled. Do you think this sentence is going to be about a sled or a window? What do you think? Yes, a window. Just kidding. Make it sure you're paying attention. It's probably going to be about a sled. Hang on to that brown crayon. Go ahead and take two more seconds. Two, one. Hold on to that brown crayon. Let's look for the word sled. Sled. It's going to have that L blend. Yes, it's the last word. S-L-E-D. Sled. Fill in the bubble brown. Fill that bubble in brown. And then go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Let's take out our pointer fingers and let's check. Next to the word sled is a period. So that means we're just going to tell something. It's a telling sentence. Let's point to the words. I'll read. Here we go. We can get on the sled. Let's do it together. Point and read with me. We can get on the sled. One more time. We can get on the sled. Very nice. Let's move down to number four. Do you see that picture of the glass? Let's have the stuff inside the glass be grape juice. And let's color the juice purple. Find a purple crayon and color the juice purple. This will be grape juice. I don't really like grape juice, but I want to use my purple crayon. Okay, so we have a glass of juice, and so I'm thinking this sentence is going to be about a rainbow. What do you think? No, it's going to be about a glass. Glass, glass. There's that L blend again. Take two more seconds for your purple juice. Two, one. Hang on to your purple crayon. Let's look for the word glass. Glass. Do you see it? It's the very last word in the sentence. Let's color that bubble purple. But hang on to that purple crayon because we have another word in that sentence that has that L blend. Look for the word glad. Just like glass, but this says glad. Glad. Do you see it? If you're counting the bubbles, it says, I am glad. It's the third bubble. G-L-A-D. Fill that bubble in purple for me. Glad. It has a G-L, just like glass. All right, put down your purple crayon. There's a period next to the word glass, so we're just going to say it like we're telling something. It's a telling sentence. Point to the bubbles and let's listen to me read. Ready? I am glad I have a glass. Why, yes, I am. I'm so glad. Let's read it again. You point, you read it with me. Be glad. Ready, begin. I am glad I have a glass. Oh, yes. Oh, my. One more time. Take out your pointer finger. Point to the words and read it with me. I am glad I have a glass. Why, yes, I am. All right, scoot down. Number five. There's a flag and a flower. Let's make the flag two colors. Let's do yellow and green stripes. So you color it how you want. Make yellow and green stripes on the flag. Yellow and green. Flag. Boys and girls, do you hear that old sound again? It's an L blend. Flag. Flag. We're making it green and yellow. And then make the flag pole yellow. Color the flag pole yellow. And then it looks like it's in, we'll call that some grass. So make that bottom part where the pole is, you know, kind of where it's kind of sticking in. Let's do green for grass. All right, so we have flag. It's that L blend again. We have blimp, sled, glass, clock, and now we have flag. Do you hear that? It's an L blend. All right, scoot over. Use that green crayon to color the stem and the leaves on the flower. The stem and the leaves on the flower. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and put down those crayons and let's color the flower pink. Find a pink crayon and let's color the flower pink. Flower. Do you hear it? Flower. It has an L blend, just like flag. Has FL, flag and flower. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Hold your pink crayon. Let's look for the word flag in the sentence. Flag. 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 Do you see it? Second bubble. Bubble it pink for me. Fill in that bubble pink. And then don't stop there. Let's look for flower. Flower. Yep, it's the last word. Fill that bubble in pink. Flag and flower. It's going to be a picture clue. It matches the sentence. Take out your pointer finger. Let's point to the bubbles and read this sentence. You can hear me read it first. Here we go. Oh, let's check. There's a period, so we're going to be telling something. Ready? The flag is by the flower. What is by the flower? The flag. Let's read it together. Point to the words. Point to the bubbles. Here we go. The flag is by the flower. One more time. The flag is by the flower. All right, let's move down to number six. Do you see that plug? It plugs up the drain so you could fill up the sink with water or the bathtub with water. It plugs things up. Let's color that blue. Any kind of blue. Color the plug blue. Plug. Do you hear the L? Plug. Yep, it has an L blend. Plug. Clock. Blimp. Glass. Flag. Sled. Now we have plug. These are L blends that we're working on. Color the plug. And the drain. We'll color the drain blue too. That's fine. Let's just keep it all the same color for right now. All right. Here we go. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Hang on to your blue crayon. Let's look for the word plug in our sentence. Plug. Plug. Do you see it? It's the last word. Color that bubble blue. And then hold on to that blue crayon. We're going to find one more word with our pull. It's play. Play. Do you see it? It's the third word. It has a PL. Yes, just like plug. Bubble that one. Play. PLAY. It's also a sight word, right? But now you know the sight word play has an L blend. You're going to be so cool. All right, put down your blue crayon. Take out your pointer finger. If you look at the word plug, the last word in the sentence, there's an exclamation mark next to it. That means we're super excited about it when we read this, or we're mad, or we're angry, or we're shouting. Let's see what it says, and then we'll know how to act. Ready? Do not play with the plug. We're kind of mad. Someone's playing with the plug. Don't do that. Ready? Point. Be a little bit upset about it. Ready? Read it with me. Do not play with the plug. I said don't do it. Let's do it again. Pointer finger. Ready? Go. Do not play with the plug. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole activity. You practiced L blends. You practiced reading fluently. And you followed directions. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.